مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می‌کند. irlanguage.com
Hello everybody, I hope you are doing great. The idiom we will learn in this lesson is a bitter pill or a bitter pill to swallow. So in the first place, let's understand the meaning of bitter, pill, and swallow. Pill is a small solid piece of medicine that you swallow. And bitter is having a sharp, strong taste like a black coffee without any sugar. And swallow, guys, means to make foods or drinks to go down your throat. So a bitter pill is an unwanted or unpleasant situation that somebody is forced to accept. A bitter pill is a short form for a bitter pill to swallow. So as I told you, it's something that is very difficult and unpleasant that you must accept. So guys, let's use this idiom in different examples so you can understand it better. Okay guys, let's use this idiom, a bitter pill to swallow, in different examples. The knowledge that his friends no longer trusted him was a bitter pill to swallow, which means an unpleasant situation that he must accept. Losing the business was a bitter pill to swallow. Losing to a younger player was a bitter pill to swallow. Okay, let's use this idiom in a conversation. I feel really sad today. My parents stopped giving me money and told me to find a job. Oh, that's terrible. Well, I guess that's a bitter pill to swallow. You'd better find a job.
It's quite a bitter pill. It's quite a bitter pill.
It's just a bitter pill you have to swallow. It's just a bitter pill you have to swallow. It's just a bitter pill you have to swallow.
Hello everybody, I hope you are doing great. The idiom of this lesson is actions speak louder than words. If you say actions speak louder than words, you mean that people's intention can be judged better by what they do than what they say. This expression is sometimes used to advise people to do something positive. We use this idiom to emphasize that what you do is more important than what you say, because what you do show your true intentions and your true feelings. So actions speak louder than words. You can tell a person you love him or her as many times as you want, but until your behavior coincides with that, probably that person will not believe you. You know guys, some feelings can't be just expressed in words. You just need to take some actions. You need to do something. You need to prove it. For example, anyone can tell you, I love you. But is that true? No, they should prove it to you. So actions are louder than words. So guys, let's use this idiom in different examples, in different conversation. Let's understand it more.
Okay guys, let's use this idiom in different examples. Action speak louder than words. The government needs to understand that actions speak louder than words. Team USA is not expected to win, but they believe actions speak louder than words. They believe that they need to do something than just say it. Politicians are all the same. All talk but no work. Do they realize that actions speak louder than words? Okay, now let's use it in different examples. Actions speak louder than words. I think charity is really important and we need to help people. Yeah, you always speak of the importance of charity, but never do anything. Actions speak louder than words. I will be successful in my career, I promise. It's no use sitting and speaking of success. you have to act on it. Remember, actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder than words. Take care of it.
I don't know how to say goodbye.
Actions speak louder than words.
I don't know how to say goodbye.
Actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder than words. Take care of it.
Actions speak louder than words.
Now, you guys have probably heard the saying, actions speak louder than words.
Well, actions speak louder than words.
But actions speak louder than words.
Hello, everybody. I hope you are doing great. The idiom of this lesson is dime a dozen. Dime a dozen. Probably you have heard it. Do you know the meaning of dime? Dime is a unit of US currency, that is, tenth of a dollar or 10 cents. So the dime was first minted and created in 1796. In 1800s, many goods such as apples, eggs, they were advertised to cost a dime a dozen in the United States. So guys, the phrase dime a dozen refers to something that is very common, very plentiful, and therefore inexpensive and cheap. So guys, I believe teachers who teach very well are not dime a dozen. They are very rare, and you can hardly find them.
Okay, everybody, let's use this idiom in different examples. A dime a dozen. Low-paying jobs are a dime a dozen. Anyone can get one if they try. But the high-paying ones are not so easily to get and require proper and relevant skills. Websites on health and fitness are a dime a dozen nowadays, but not all of them are accurate and have correct information. That's right. A dime a dozen. Something that is plentiful, common, and cheap. Okay, let's use this idiom in different conversations. A dime a dozen. Hey, Sarah, I want to buy one of those watches. What do you think? Cheap watches like this have flooded the market. I guess they are a dime a dozen. What do you think of these dishes, Sarah? Well, those antique dishes are pretty, but they are a dime a dozen, which means they are cheap, common, and plentiful.
Dime a dozen.
You're a dime a dozen.
That's right.
Guys like us, we are a dime a dozen.
They're a dime a dozen.
Those girls are a dime a dozen, all right? And that is why you are in this band.
Those guys are a dime a dozen. Those guys are a dime a dozen. Those guys are a dime a dozen.
You're being mean.
Mean torso in this town is a dime a dozen, baby.